There are a few complaints about at least one aspect of life in India. That's the cuisine. Indian food is generally pretty darn terrific, and it's about to get a little less risky. That's because, as Elliot Hannon tells us from New Delhi, new laws that govern food safety have just gone into effect.
At a small corner stall in the Old Delhi neighborhood of the Indian capital, a satellite dish-sized pan sizzles with jalebis, a deep-fried Indian sweet. Small stalls with gas burners churning out meals is part of the daily eating experience for many in India. This neighborhood shows the promise and the problems of the street food tradition.
Old Delhi could be called, in terms of the food, the wild, wild west on steroids.
Sid Kwelar is a food commentator and founder of the blog Chef at Large.
I don't think there's any kind of checking happening there, and it's possibly one of the filthiest places to eat at. But it's also one of the places where you get some of the tastiest food in town, and that food would go down a lot easier if we knew that there were health authorities actually doing something over there.
The Indian government plans to do just that. New food safety laws that were adopted 5 years ago finally went into place earlier this month. New standards for licensing and monitoring food production in India, from local dairies to roadside food stalls, aim to improve safety standards and enforcement across the country. Abhishek Jain, whose family has run a small sweet stand for over 150 years, says the new rules aren't a problem.
My great-grandfather always maintained a very good hygiene level at that time also, so we have been following that since the very beginning. It's absolutely fair. They should implement all these laws as soon as possible. We're already following the rules, so they cannot ask us to change anything.
Jain admits it's not always easy to keep things clean with traffic and congestion of the quarter's busy streets. Savi Soumya Mishra, a specialist in food safety at the Center for Science and Environment in New Delhi, says most street vendors don't really care, so the new government regulations are much needed.
In India, you take the Indian consumer for granted, but you go out of your way to ensure that whatever you're exporting is absolutely world class. So that has to be understood, that whatever Indians are consuming also should be good standard food and not just any food.
That means new standards of hygiene, not only for those who prepare the food, but for those who supply it. On a side street, Ajay Kashyap operates a rickety green food cart. Every day for the last 40 years, his family has served a chickpea snack at the same corner. He says the new regulations won't change how he does business in the street because, just by chance, government officials already eat at his cart.
They want to check the quality of the food, and that's why they eat here. They check and they go back. If we make bad food, they will just remove our shop.
But the inspections are set to get more rigorous than the occasional taste test. Some food stalls, like Abhishek Jain's sweet stand, test their food regularly in a lab to make sure it's safe. But that's not the case everywhere else. Inspecting and enforcing the new rules, however, is a tall order and a potentially long process, says Samir Kukreja, president of the National Restaurant Association of India. He calls what the government is trying to do a Herculean task.
It'll take a while to start covering all the roadside and unorganized, because India's full of that. That's the culture in India. But hopefully it will lead to them implementing, say, better hygiene and health standards.
Rising expectations of customers has already improved standards in the country, though. Though for Ashutosh Chadha, who devours a heaping plate at Ajay Kashyap's cart, the government's fears are unnecessary.
In Delhi, street food is really good. Why do we need a regulator for that? We don't need a regulator to tell us what to avoid and what to eat. Once in a life, that time come when doctors will tell you not to eat many things. So enjoy life till you can.
Chadha says he's been eating food from Delhi's street since he was a child and hasn't had a problem yet. For The World, I'm Elliot Hannon in New Delhi.
Elliot took some mouthwatering pictures at the street markets of New Delhi. You can see a slideshow at theworld.org. And to prevent drooling, we suggest you not view it on an empty stomach.